Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Today was wild. Today was a wild day. Mailbag usually can get that way. It started with the fact that I was almost late because I wanted to see Mava after her preschool evaluation today. Again, I'm telling you, preschool, if you're listening, if your report is anything less than Mava is a genius and the greatest thing that's ever happened to humanity, I'm going to fight you, okay? That's pretty much what I'm going to fight. I'm just warning you now, all right? I'm warning you now. How about this headline? Breakdancing is one step closer to becoming an Olympic sport at the 2024 Summer Olympics.
Stop! What?
Breakdancing. Here's our thing. Breakdancing's hard. Like, our Houston Alexander can breakdance. Like, you got to be able to, I mean, to do all that stuff and be able to hold, like, you got to be strong. You got to be in shape. Like, breakdancing's hard. But just because something's hard doesn't make it a sport. And here's the thing that, you know what I struggle with a ton? Any sort of sport that involves that there isn't a final score, like it's judging. You know what I mean?
Okay, so like a gymnastics.
I was struggling with gymnastics from the standpoint of like, well, this person's floor exercise is better than that. Well, what do you, I mean, why? Because, I mean, because, like, the thing that's great about golf and baseball and football and basketball and soccer is like there is a final score. There's a legitimate scoreboard that is, you can easily say that team scored more points than that team. Like, you can't watch the Raptors beat the Warriors and say the Warriors won that game. No, they didn't, because the Raptors scored more points than they did. Like, I can't handle, I'm not a fan of a sport that would involve, because like, I would think breakdown, I mean, you're just judging
the moves. Maybe.
I mean, it's literally like, it's like the floor exercise, which that's a bizarre event, by the way.
I was a manager of girls gymnastics
you
in high
were?
School. So I have a great appreciation. I promise you, true story. I have a great appreciation for girls gymnastics.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, holy moly. If I just walk across the balance beam without... Imagine doing a cartwheel and a balance beam.
No. I just tried to walk from end to end. Yeah.
What do you think the hardest... What event in gymnastics would be the hardest thing to do for the average human being? Just the uneven bars?
The bars.
The uneven bars?
100%.
Having to do any sort of... Try to do anything on a balance beam and stay on the balance beam? Impossible. Or the pommel horse?
Oh, that's all like shoulders and no.
What's it called where you sprint and you hit something?
The vault
ain't no joke.
I'm not gonna lie, that would be so much.
That's
fun.
That's like imagine Zion on the vault. Woo! Zion would be like, boom! Homeboy be like, he went out the building. Zion be incredible on that. Russell Westbrook on the floor exercise. Just be angry, just going everywhere, bouncing really high. Is that floor looks like how bouncy is that floor?
It's bouncy.
Like, could you dunk?
No.
You put a 10-foot hoop on that. You like?
It's not that bouncy.
Like Vince out there?
No, it's not that bouncy. The vault is, but not the floor. It's got a little bounce to it though.
You put the average human being on the uneven bars. If I could just hang on one bar and jump to the other one and catch it,
that's success.
That's perfect 10. That is a perfect 10 right there. So you have a great, what's your favorite event in the gym, in gymnastics?
The floor.
The floor exercise? The
floor exercise.
Just
because
you can play some jams?
You can play some jams.
Have a little bit of sass
to
it. You
get to add personality.
I like sass.
Yeah.
I like a lot of sass.
I really appreciate it. And then just being able to watch what goes into making a floor routine. They have got all these requirements they have to put in there.
Yeah.
And then it's up to you to put it together. Where you put it, what dance moves you're using, what like actual tricks.
I can help out with like, you know, hit him with the, you know, all right, we're going to do a back handspring round off into a Dougie. Then we're going to whip him. We're going to nay-nay into it.
this dude.
I'm so glad this show's over, because if this show was one more hour, I might get fired. I don't know what my problem is today. I'm just in one of those moods.
It was that embrace that Mava had.
Yeah, you know, when your 3-year old hugs you after a first like preschool evaluation, you just, you know, it'll get you a little bit. All right, we're going to start with a whip and a nay-nay into a back handspring.
You've seen those that have those in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those. My girls.
Hit them with the Dougie. All right. They always got to get right in the corner. What's up with that? Like, is that
so you have more
maximized space? I didn't know if that was like a thing.
Yeah,
you got to hit your mark.
If you step
like Bruce
out,
Bowen in the corner.
If you step out.
You step out.
It's points.
That's a penalty.
That's like big points. Big deduction.
I'm always amazed at when they pop really high and then they're able to land softly into like a summer swan. Like, I'm like, they land like a feather. Zion on the vault. You said that's what?
Yeah.
Put Zion on the vault.
Woo.
He's going to the moon. Zion, you want to send a man to the moon? Put Zion on the vault. To heck with NASA. I got a better idea. I got a better idea than that. All right, I'm sorry. I'll try to not be quite as crazy tomorrow. Sports Psychotics next.